come on in, Abby. Come on in. Come on in, Joe. Okay. So, one of the areas that Hasidus was a bit revolutionary was in the entire question of ration and irrational. And there's a very, very powerful strain outside of Lubavitch, but certainly most Hasidus. And last year I gave Shion Tzvas Emes of suspending the ration and not just suspending the ration to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is called Hisbatlus, in which you the truer way to achieve knowledge is by clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and your ego divides you and your ration divides you and separates you from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So instead of cognition with the hope of achieving ideas, namely your own personal thinking, all you should do is strip away your ego, submit yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then you will be accessing a greater pathway to knowledge and to information. But even when it's not being mispatel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a sense that non-rational flows of information are more successful than what we say classical cerebral forms of thought. That's a very, very powerful strain in Hasidus. One could claim one of the qualifiers or modifiers for Hasidus is it's certainly not a rational experience, it's a mystical experience, or one could even call it an anti-rational experience. One of the areas of the Ishbitz is a little bit non-conformist and different from Hasidus is that he doesn't follow that as extremely. And that the role of personal thought and personal cognition and personal understanding is a little bit more valued in the world of Ishbitz. And today's short little shiur is one such example. In the end of Bahar, the Torah forbids, very interesting, it seems like a non sequitur almost, the Torah forbids, excuse me, bowing down on stone-covered floors, which is why when we bow down on Yom Kippur, so we cover it with the towel or with paper towels, people like it's not to get dirty, because it's stone-covered floors. And many of the shuls and chutzlars, you've got wood. Many of the shuls and chutzlars, you've got carpet, so you don't really have that issue. But here, where a lot of it is marble and stone, what's called an Evan Maskus. The word Maskus is a strange word, Mem Sin Kaf Yud Taf. Rashi interprets it as a derivative of Misakosi, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu covers Moshe in Parshas Kitisa when he passes above him, Visakosi Eskapi. He says, I'll put my hand above you to cover you. So it's a covering for Moshe that he shouldn't be too exposed to Hashem. So Evan Maskus is a stone-covered floor. And it's usher outside of the base of Mikdash. If you bow fully prostrate, it's usher d'oraisa. If you only bow without full prostration, it's going to be only usher d'rabbanan. But in the base of Mikdash, it's mutter. Not just mutter, it's a mitzvah. Even on stone floors. So, for the Ishbitz, the word maskis is interpreted differently. And here again, I've told you several times before that Hasidim are very liberal with word interpretations. They don't follow the classic etymology and the classic grammar. A lot of phonetics, a lot of manipulation of letters, because the world of Kabbalah isn't limited to the world of grammar. Grammar and Kabbalah are like water and oil. They're not on the same plane, because language is a human convention. What does the word mean to you? How did the language evolve in human beings? What does this word mean in Spanish? What does this word mean in French? Kabbalah is cosmological. It's beyond human experience. It's beyond history. So it's letters, it's shapes, it's forms, it's mystical associations. And you laugh at it because, you know, we're so used to language. We live through language. What would it be like without language? But if you just take words and letters and shapes out of, like, 2019, talking to your friend this morning for breakfast, they have meanings that maybe languages don't necessarily allow. So maskis, for the Ishbitz, means sechel. That connection of sin, kaf, maskis, means sechel. Evan maskis means you should not bow down. Namely, you shouldn't suspend your ration. Don't think you should suspend your ration. Evan Maskis, lo titnu be'artzechem. Don't suspend your ration for religion. Wait a second. Because you're allowed to do it in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but that's limited time. So there is a place in religion for suspension of ration, but that's during moments of fervor and piety and service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In those moments, don't think too much. Don't rely on your own. There you can bow down on an Evan Maskus. There you can suspend your Seichel. But be Artzechem in your day-to-day lives, don't think that the suspension of ration is ideal. Wait a second. The Avos did exhibit certain forms of worship that are prohibited for us. Now, it's not really Evan Moskis. We don't have any Evan Moskis in Brachus, but we do have Matzeva. And the Torah and Shoftim prohibits a Matzeva. And Chazal say, okay, Matzeva was appropriate for the Avos, but it wasn't appropriate for you. Why? They don't really tell us. The Ramban talks about it a little bit. The Ishbit says the same thing with Evan Moskis. Evan Moskis, that condition was appropriate for the Avos, because the Avos lived in that high-pitched experience of seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as if they were in the base of Mikdash. So for them, acting irrationally was appropriate. Maybe Akedas Yitzchak, if we view it that way, was appropriate. But it isn't for you. And as a paradigm for that, he says, you only have to be Moser Nefesh for three mitzvahs. Gila Arayos, Shvichos Damim, and Avodah Zarah. We feel that offset between the three of Yehari Vel Yavar and the three that are not Yehari Vel, the rest that aren't Yehari Vel Yavar, that's the offset between when you have to die and when you don't have to die. For the Ishbits, it's not only about death, but it's about mental death. And when it comes to three mitzvahs, three limited areas, not necessarily those three, but in a limited area, you should sacrifice your intellect and just follow non-intellectual interactions with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The most of your life should be driven by thought and analysis and ration. So just like there's a difference between the Beis HaMikdash and Arzachem, in the Beis HaMikdash you should suspend your intellect, but not your day-to-day. You shouldn't have an Evan Maskis, the suspension of your Seichel. Similarly, our Avos, in their world, those 400 years, those couple hundred years, they were involved in the suspension of ration. But it's not appropriate for us. It's a little bit of a counter-Hasidic concept. And of course, it is Hasidic in the way that the word Maskis doesn't mean a covering. The word Maskis comes from the word Seichel. You shouldn't bow down your Seichel. You shouldn't. Again, it doesn't really make, doesn't follow the tenses of the phrase, because what he's saying is, don't take your Seichel and put it down and suspend it on the floor, as it were. Whereas the literal reading of the Pasuk is Evan Maskis. Maskis qualifies not the person, but the Evan. But in his system, Evan Maskis means your Seichel being placed down, at being placed on the floor, being suspended rather than highlighted and employed. Okay? Tomorrow we'll try to see one or two Rajis in Bar. Okay?